really love my children, and I consider myself a very good mom. I think God is being so good with me to teach me what to do, how to teach them, and I feel very proud of. Everybody here have a story to tell. I have a story to tell tonight, and I want to say that I'm very honored and very blessed to be here tonight. I really expect the unexpected tonight. But before I keep going with my story, I want to read two verses of the Bible that I love deeply. Psalm 139:16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God." And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope." Thank you, Father, for your word. My name is Milvia Barrios. I am from Guatemala. I'm being married for 25 years. I have 3 children. We are being serving the Lord in Waukegan for 22 years as a pastor. My husband and I serve the Hispanic community in Waukegan, and we are very busy there, but God is doing wonderful things. I came to the United States years ago because I was sexually abused. I was raped. And it was a really hard story for me to tell tonight. But I decided to do it because I know it's God's will to do, because so many women are dealing with this kind of things. Many women are fighting, are dealing with his emotion or their emotion about that. And it's not easy to tell about the story, a story like that. It's really hard. It's really painful. But this happened before I knew Jesus. With Jesus, everything is possible. Before I came to Jesus, I was raped, I got pregnant, and it's really hard to know that you are pregnant and you are not expecting that. And it's really hard when you get pregnant with somebody that you love and you think that that person won't do wrong to you. Because you think that people from the outside that doesn't know God is the one who do that kind of stuff. In my case, it wasn't that. It was somebody that I trust, somebody that I really love by that time. But I understand now that everything that we through life happened with a purpose. Because God has a purpose for every one of us. Sometimes we don't understand what we go through to life. And nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to cry. But let me tell you something. Sometimes God allowed you to go through really hard things because he wants to teach you something. And sometimes we don't understand that. I asked God so many times, "God, where were you when this happened? Why you allow this to happen?" And God answered to me, and he said, "I was with you all the time, but you were not with me." Sometimes things happen because, seriously, we are not with God sometimes. And this issue made me to know Jesus. Because if I wouldn't choose life, I don't know where I would be now. God gave me a beautiful daughter. Many people told me, don't have it. Don't have your baby. It's going to destroy your life. You are so young. And of course, people think about abortion. And they think that's the best decision. But God loves life. And He allows us to choose life. I was afraid. I was alone. And I didn't know what to do. My mother was a really tough woman. She was a really mean woman because she wasn't Christian. And she wouldn't believe if I have told you what happened to me. She wouldn't believe the story. But I decided to leave the country and come here to the United States. And I praise God for it. Because God used this so I can know Him. And I really thank God that He allowed me to come to this country and met Jesus. Because now I understand that if I wouldn't get pregnant that way, maybe not the way that I expected. But if that wouldn't happen, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't meet Jesus. Jesus used my pregnancy to get me closer to Him. And He gave me a wonderful daughter. My daughter now is 27. And believe me, God is using her in a beautiful way. Now God is using her life to save lives. She's a nurse. She preaches. And she's a worship leader in the church with her husband, where they serve the Lord. Now, just think, what about if I decided not to have her? The plan of God for her was to use her, even though that I was going in a certain pain. It was hard. It was embarrassed, yes, because people start asking you things. And you don't know what to say when they come to ask you things. When I received Jesus in my heart as my Savior, I was hearing a lot about how wonderful Jesus was and how wonderful the church was. And guess what? The first day that I got to church, the first question that I got at church was, are you pregnant? Now, of course, I was 7 months pregnant already. And are you married? And where is the father? Why I'm saying this? Because we as a pastors, we need to tell the people in church that sometimes there is going to come women like I did. And they don't know what they're dealing with. Because it could be women that have happened the same thing. And the only thing that they're looking for is to be accepted, to be loved. They need help. And we have to be the church that God wants us to be. Because I was a broken heart woman. With no friends, no family, and the enemy tried to destroy my life and tried to destroy my daughter's life. But you know, the job of the Satan is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God always is there for us. Because He's a good father and He showed up His face for me. So that day When I went to church, the preacher was saying, after this person asked me those questions, the preacher said this, the devil was after Moses to destroy Moses because Moses was chosen to make the people of God to get freedom. The devil were after Jesus to kill Jesus before he was burned so we cannot be safe. And the devil is after your generation and after you are caring, because he knows the purpose, the plan that has had for what you are caring. So suddenly I thought, God is speaking to me. I put my hands in my tummy by the time, and I said, God, I thank you for what I went through. It was hard. It was sad. I feel really embarrassed by the time, but I said, thank you for what I have here, because I know you have a purpose for her, and I didn't know it was a girl. I know you have a purpose for her, and your plan is going to be done in her. And when I delivered my baby, it was a baby girl. And I cry now, not because I feel the pain. I cry now because I'm so thankful that God gave me the strength to fight for what I had in my womb by the time. And I'm so thankful that he didn't allow me to believe the lies that Satan was telling me. Because now my daughter is a woman of God. And I praise God for that. Because now she goes to missions, she goes to another country, she preaches in the church, she saves babies, and when a baby is in trouble in the hospital, she calls me and she says, Mom, there is a woman delivering right now, and the baby is in trouble, please pray for that baby to be saved. So, I understand, God have a purpose for every one of us. And I see a lot of young girls right now. What can I tell them? Save yourself for the man that God has for you. Because God has a man for you and he has a plan for you. If something happens, we hope not. Seek for help. Always there is help for us. Always there is God to help us. I understand some people don't believe this kind of stories, because some people think, how can that happen, and how that person looks so well, or how that person can talk like that. Let me tell you something. I know a God that heals and a God that restores, and he has healed my heart and he has restored my life. I have my girl, and after 3 years, God gave me a man to marry. A wonderful man that became a father for her, which he has been a good father for her. He loves her so deeply like the other two, and she loves him very much. And we, as a family, we serve God, we love God. And I don't regret it what happened now. Because I understand everything works for a purpose for those who love God. I understand now. You can get hurt, but God can heal you. You can get broken, but God can restore you. I see it in my daughter. My daughter is such a woman of God. And I praise God for that. And I thank God with all my heart that I didn't go for abortion or I didn't make another decision. I work right now with youth in church. I love to work with children at church. But my passion is to work with single mothers. I like to work with single moms because I know I was one and I know how hard that was. And with God, all things are possible. I can say a lot of things, but I know I don't have enough time. But like Pastor John says, I work with my husband as a pastor for 22 years. And God has been faithful to us. And God has been faithful to my daughter and to my other sons. If there is someone who is going through a hard time right now in this room, if it's any woman that is dealing with something hard, I tell you, there is still hope. God is a good father and he doesn't forgive about us. He loves us as we are. The only thing he wants us is to go to him. To say, Father, I need you. Jesus, I need your help. And believe me, the help is on the way. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And that's all I have to say.